The podcast you are listening to of Holmberg's Morning Sickness is brought to you by my friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Trust me on this one. You've had barbecue before, but you haven't had it this good. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale, ericsfamilybbq.com.
Eric's Family Barbecue has arrived and is simply the best barbecue in Arizona. Come satisfy your taste buds with meats that are smoked over mesquite wood and sides that are made with fresh ingredients and tons of love. They have the best, juiciest brisket, pulled pork, rib, sausage, turkey, or everyone's favorite, the Pitmaster Sampler that includes all the meat and four sides, mac and cheese, potato salad, coleslaw, corn, or beans, yum! And for dessert, try some creamy banana pudding, amazing! Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale, meat, mesquite, repeat! Make the trip, you won't be sorry! Dine in or take it to go, go to Eric's Family BBQ.com for more info.
Rock Wars, the wake up song, and the you bastard sight of the day. Want to know more? Visit Holmberg's Morning Sickness online at 98kupd.com.
All right, thank you, Silence the Voice. I just got a racist email from somebody that hates Floyd Mayweather. And if you look past the racism, the man made some great points. But I just told him, I said, look, your points are fantastic, but you got to kill the racist parts of this whole deal because decent people won't listen to you. I'll listen to you. I mean, I'll skim through that because it's hard to hurt my feelings. But
yeah, you opened strong with that nickname.
Yeah, the nickname he gave him. Yeah, the nickname he gave him. No good for a qualified argument of sport. Immediately, you think this guy hates him for other reasons. I mean, I did giggle like, wow, you're coming out of the gate hot, real hot with that. Let's just say it's not Money May. That's not what he's calling him. But he made some valid points about, like, you know, Mayweather is always, like, what he could have stood up for boxing and the sport in general and said, we got to knock these trolls out. But what he did was promote a troll and get him back in there. But you know what? It's a business.
And they've known each other for
years.
A couple of years.
Oh, they've, you know, the whole thing's a farce. Remember when I remember saying, I'll never buy another pay-per-view fight again. And yep. I have since screwed that pooch. But I remember when Tyson fought Lennox Lewis. Was it Lennox Lewis? Who was that? He said he was going to eat his children. Remember that one?
That was Evander.
No. He did it. He just tried to kill Evander. And then later in the press conference, said, I'll eat your children. It was this, one of his last fights. And they were like, Mike's lost his mind again. We all went to your house to watch
so
it, Brady.
Children to
it
eat.
Was a lot of, yeah, many of Evander's kids. Yeah. He would have been full. We went to your house to watch this one. And at the end, I just want to thank him for giving me the opportunity. He's just one of my best friends of all time. I'm like, the whole press conference thing.
It might have been Lennox
fake.
Lewis.
I think it might have been. He's just my best friend. I just want to really just. God and bless. Lennox just worked him for 8 rounds. Just beat the crap. I just need the money. That's really all it comes down to, with the amount of money. And I just say, I want to thank you, Lennox. And he gives him a kiss. And I'm like, you said you were going to eat his kids 2 days ago.
It's all part of the show.
It's all part of the show. It's all part of the. I'm like, oh, I'll never do it again. Because I got hook, line, and sinkered into that one. And then I remember we all went to your house, kicked in. It was like a $200 fight. That was a big one. We bought pizzas and stood there with Hanson and you and me and watched this mess. And then they're kissing at the end. I'm like, well, that's the end of this. I'm not paying for it. And since then, I've probably purchased about 22 fights. And I have.
We ate 10 babies that night.
I have. Yeah, we made baby pizza. It was like the toppings were pepperoni and infant. In honor of Mike, but yeah, it was just ridiculous.
You didn't learn in the 90s when it was the Tyson and Spinks fight, the 90-second battle?
That I loved.
I mean, that was
loved it.
$50 or something like that?
That was back before the internet. The hype was
that was the biggest
unreal.
Concern on the pay-per-views.
Yeah.
The one round and done.
Well, Mike Tyson, I've said it for years, he ruined heavyweight boxing.
Yeah.
Because he was a one-punch wonder for guys who were second tier. So then the up-and-comers were like, the only way to win in heavyweight fighting is to learn how to knock a guy out with one punch. So then they just stood there and stared at each other waiting for that one opening. I'm like, heavyweight boxing is destroyed. Then Evander came along and boxed everybody out of their shoes because these guys were just standing there. Frank Bruno and all these giants would stand there and try to just one punch you. And it's like, no, you're going to get outboxed. And Evander rose to the top as a guy with a reputation that couldn't take a punch, which is crazy. And Lennox Lewis was an amazing boxer. The Klitschkos dominated for 14 years because they knew how to fight, but they were also capable of that one punch. But yeah, Mike Tyson, I think most overrated heavyweight of all time, never beat anybody good, and also ruined the division because that was when pay-per-view shot up.
Yeah,
people stopped watching because, like, well, I'm not going to spend $70 to watch a guy destroy someone in 30 seconds. And he did it more than once, which was hilarious. And then the one fight when they're like, nobody wants to pay-per-view with Tyson, especially with this tomato can. Don't even offer it up to the people. Just we'll put it in Tokyo. We'll do it in the middle of the night. People will find out tomorrow. Was the fight with Buster Douglas.
Yeah.
A 10-round brilliant super fight that no one got to see. It was ridiculous. Jay Gutentag has emailed in about my opinion on softball.
Uh-oh.
Life is life, man. I love that you call it lesbian softball, and I'm a freaking dyke.
Dick,
why lie about stuff, man? Sensitivity training is just to teach people to cover up how they really feel. Bitch is fat. She's fat. If her cans are lopsided, they're lopsided. Facts are facts, man. Sky is blue. Shaking my head. Pussies. We're creating a world of pussies. Signed, Jay Gutentag, Lady J. And Jay's right. And that is our female perspective through email today. That's how the ladies feel. And you know what? That's our target audience. Open-minded ladies. Brady, how was your ice cream trip?
Double dip.
Did you go and
we
get
went twice.
You went to the ice cream place. Geez. You were there for a
Saturday
day.
Saturday night. And then Sunday afternoon, man. Kirby's like, we got to, you know.
Yeah, I'm sure it was Kirby's influence.
She made me.
Push you so hard.
We probably shouldn't do this.
For those of you who didn't hear Friday, Brady flew to Columbus, Ohio for ice cream. Oh, yeah, and a family reunion. Yeah, whatever. But ice mostly. That was the first thing he mentioned. Oh, yeah.
Family reunion, going to stay in a hotel right on top of Grainger's ice cream shop.
Who cares? Ice cream, Brady. It's available in 6 million stores in Arizona and every city you flew over. And you flew back to Columbus for ice. Double dipped
family
on ice
reunion
cream.
And ice cream. It was pretty good. Pretty darn good.
The ice cream or the reunion?
Both.
Really?
Yeah.
How are the rubes from Alabama or Arkansas, that took your spot at your parents' house?
I can just tell you, my Uncle Rusty is survived the Ozarks. If you watch that series,
oh, yeah.
He lived that life in the, in the
Brady always
early
thought,
70s.
I've told you this, that those Arkansas farmers were up to no good. I remember when you told me that.
They lived out there, used to catch snakes, and they just lived off land.
I'm like, they were selling drugs, Brady.
No. They weren't. They aren't in Arkansas. He did it beforehand, but he started. That's the first time I sat down with him, and he was telling me his
time
whole out, story.
Sons.
Oh,
but I don't know.
He
the
grows
guy.
A couple of plants.
I was going to say, you think that this guy made the money you're telling me he made monthly selling drugs, and then started a farm in the middle of nowhere in Arkansas and just dropped it?
Yep.
No. No. He grew crops of marijuana.
Bro. No, he wasn't. He wasn't ever a grower. He contact was in Tucson, and he was living up in Michigan. So he would, in the early 70s, they'd go down, pick it up in Tucson, and bring it back. Hundreds
of pounds. He was a cartel guy. So what did he farm in Arkansas?
No farming in Arkansas. He went to Culver Military School and then went to the University of Michigan. This was during the Vietnam War, and so he stayed in the university so he wouldn't get drafted. Else he was like,
But what didn't he have something in Arkansas? You said used to help him, like with his.
Oh, they grow blueberries organically.
Brady,
they're organic farmers. There's a couple of stocks in there, but he doesn't sell that because they allow him the wildlife in the administration over there. They check the they have the thermal cameras on the fields and stuff, and they're like four or five plants. That's fine.
Brady, why do you suppose they're flying thermal cameras over his property?
Because Arkansas is a big growing.
Yeah, that's right. Of course it is, because they've had trouble there.
Yeah.
You just found out he was like a cartel superstar. He's a grower.
Could have been.
What was his last advice to you Saturday that you told me in the office? And tell me this guy's not growing.
Don't get high off your own supply.
No.
Oh, no. Coming from the Woodstock
area,
he's a big fan of hallucinogens.
Woodstock was 53 years ago.
Yeah.
If he's still telling people
all
to do mushrooms,
in
he's
a
growing
microbus
them.
With three guys, the microbus fourth gear went out, and his plan was like, I got my buddy in Tucson. We can pay for this by picking up a 50 pounds, selling it, and we'll fix the gear four. So they drove in third gear, basically from
that's a great story.
Texas.
Now, let's call him, and I guarantee you this uncle that doesn't grow can have a bag of mushrooms in our hands by the end of today.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody's still going on and on.
He still has his contacts.
Nobody's still going on. He's the contact. Your uncle is the grower.
We almost lost him this last year.
El Chapo the Bogan.
To a police raid?
Yeah. No.
To what?
He just had this rash kind of thing break out. Mm-hmm. Next thing you know, I thought it was cancer.
Oh, biological warfare.
It wasn't.
Because the government's trying to kill him. They poisoned my crops, Brady, my blueberry crops. I went out there and I got a rash that doctors couldn't figure out.
Where's the blueberry crop grown in Arkansas?
Up in Jerusalem, Hatley Mountain.
Oh, all right.
I don't know where that is, but I guarantee it's in the middle of nowhere. And just off the property that he never let you walk on.
Oh, no, I've been on the property.
I know. The parts that you thought, well, that's where we in there, Brady. That's the neighbor stuff. That's where he and the neighbor are growing all of it. No hippie still telling people about mushrooms.
Guy's an amazing farmer.
I know he is. And I'm proud of him. I'm happy. I'm the one who's like, I wish I could go with you to these things. And so your rose-colored glasses could come off and I'm like, hey, what's his name? Hank? I'm going to say Hank. Hey, Hank, you're still growing, aren't you?
Let's not talk about that here.
Look at that middle of nowhere. That dude's growing so much weed, Brady. Come on. We're looking at an overhead shot of the Amazon. There isn't a person within 1,000 miles of him. That's his farm.
It might be.
Oh, man. Brady, your uncle's a grower. Is it your mom's brother?
It's my mom's sister.
This is Hatley Mountain Road.
A man is your mom's sister? Oh, her.
So,
I gotcha.
My mom's sister went there originally with my Uncle Brian. They were homesteaders, too. They were growing organically.
Right.
And Rusty at the time had his wife Nancy. And Rusty and my Aunt Sue fell in love. It was a little place. So
hold on. He banged both of your mom's sisters?
Just one of them.
Wait a minute. What did I miss? The sister went with
him. He had a wife at the time.
Oh, I thought that was your mom's sister.
After living there, they fell in love with each other. And
wait,
but
the
Rusty's
wife
first wife,
yeah,
died of
a drug
cancer.
Overdose. Oh, so your whole family plan was like they moved to Arkansas quietly to grow blueberries,
organically.
That was my uncle
70s.
Brian,
right?
Who was
who are we talking about?
Construction group, Uncle Rusty.
Oh, I don't know. I'm lost. We'll stick with one then. I don't care about Uncle Brian. I'm talking about
Rusty's
the weed dealer.
Is the grower
okay? And he's the one you used to go visit.
Yeah.
And he went down there with Brian.
Both at one time.
So Brian.
Because Rusty was the neighbor down the road. And his wife. Brian is my real uncle. Rusty would be my step uncle.
So your mom's sister married the first guy.
Yep.
And then fell in love with the guy down the road.
Yes.
Okay. I thought there were two sisters.
I need a John Madden chalkboard here for the drunks.
Yeah. And a neighbor came along and bam, there's another one there. And then all of a sudden they're moving around selling mushrooms. So they grow mushrooms. Your family has lied to you your entire life about the Pollyanna thing. Nobody goes to Arkansas and grows blueberries and homesteads.
They did.
Nope. Oh, they did to keep the cover alive. And I'm sure they canned them and had a nice little cart at the end of their road that says, fresh blueberries for everybody in the neighborhood. And then the blueberries were like, I'd like your special blend of blueberries. And he would reach into a bag and bang, you got it. $400, please.
One of 500 real organic farmers.
That's right, Brady. Why don't you ever see through this? Like, the signs are in front of you. How do I see your family's truth? Your dad was part of the Cuban Revolution. Maybe even a prostitute.
What?
Your mom slept with, like, the Rockefellers, I believe. Was it?
I forget.
Pretty good.
What was the quote?
It was one of the big families.
No drugs.
Yeah. I said, you were banging these guys and doing drugs all weekend? There was no drugs. She didn't deny it. I think it was the Rockefellers. Her friend went on a game show and won money.
Yeah.
And they partied with these guys. And it turns out they're the Rockefellers.
He opened his club.
Yeah.
Just for them.
Just for the two of them. And I said, you just drank and did drugs and banged the Rockefellers. Whoa, there were no drugs. Like, all right, buddy.
Yeah, whoa.
She tells you everything you need to know. This family of yours, I tell you what. None of it's
great.
Secret. They're fantastic, but you don't know them yet. You only know the surface blueberry farmer.
I've been down there.
I had
to pick blueberries.
You were a boy who was blind.
I'd rather have been harvesting the weed.
You probably were.
These blueberries,
I know
I
wasn't. Stink. You don't know that.
Oh, yeah.
You could have been picking weed the whole time down there at age 10, being told it's blueberries, and had no clue what you're doing.
He would have been eating it.
There's no way. He's not eating berries.
From anywhere around, you can't see what's going on that property.
That's their place.
That's
Armstead.
The Armstead.
That's it.
Yeah.
That, Brady, needs thermal imaging.
Look at that. You are so insulated there. Oh, my God.
And then the other one
nobody
used to be
within 100 miles of that thing. And you're telling me that this guy.
It's all dirt
this
roads.
This guy that made how much money a month did he tell you about this weekend?
In 71?
Yeah.
He's making close to 50K a month.
And then he goes down to an isolated farm in Arkansas, throws all that away to grow organic blueberries.
No, it took about 2 or 3 years. Then they're like, I need to get away.
Right, because he probably was forced
to. Grow house.
Yeah,
look at that glass. That is a brand new structure.
Let's just say the guy that represented Jack Ruby,
yeah,
the lawyer,
mm-hmm.
represented Rusty in a case.
Okay. So he was a big-time drug dealer.
Yep. And here's another
big
grow
enough
house
to do 20 years.
Greenhouse, grow house.
Your uncle was a drug dealer, Brady. A big one. You weren't picking blueberries when you were a kid.
Well, I was after the fact. He never really – this is the first time he really
still talks about it.
Well, this is the first time we really talked about it.
I'm going to talk to him.
Oh, you
love
him
out. Of course I would. And I would sit and go, I'm going to say, hey, don't bull
– So he was making 50K a week in 71.
Yeah.
And then adjusted for today's inflation, $329,000 a month.
A month. And he's like, blueberries are for me. And I'm going to do that in the most isolated place in Arkansas.
But you hit the thing. The reason why that had to stop is because he got caught.
He got recaught.
What, making blueberries, or growing blueberries?
No. He wasn't growing blueberries at the time.
Yeah. You know how this works as Italians, Brett? It's an adjustment, right? You know, I never quit.
Moved out yourself.
You know, you become a trash man.
I got my hand slapped, and now I'm a blueberry.
Then I started growing artichokes instead of blueberries.
I got caught from Arizona to Michigan.
Did you not watch The Irishman?
Yeah.
I paint houses. Yeah. He was a house painter.
He killed people.
And then he sits there 50 years later to just regale you with, you need to do mushrooms, son. It's the greatest experience you'll ever have. He's not done with anything. He hasn't turned over a leaf at all. Read between the lines, man. I need to go with you on this thing.
I've read between the lines.
Did you?
The guy's fascinating.
And you just said it was the first time you've ever talked about it with him.
Yes. And
so you've never read between the lines. Reading between the lines from his story.
I knew he was involved in some stuff, but I didn't know. Realize how deep.
And still is.
No.
He dabbles. Oh, he sells the shrooms. He was trying to make you a customer.
No. I was exaggerating that part of it. He's saying more people should. It opens up the mind. It helps with depression. It helps with anxiety.
I totally agree. He's done with it, though.
I don't know.
No.
As far as growing and selling.
He's got
it. No, he doesn't grow and sell.
I guarantee he grows and sells. He's got a batch of people he trusts.
I mean, he wouldn't be.
Slap on the hand. I like Uncle Rusty.
He's always said for years that's why he was allowed. He could grow, like they'd say, 5 plants or whatever for your own thing. But if you start back up, he does want to go there again.
he's going to get caught again.
Was fortunate to get off of the case that he got busted on.
That's right.
He has money stashed all over the place. Yeah. He doesn't need to get back into it.
I love
it. He's
this
good.
Guy. Look, let Brett and I talk to your uncle. We'll come back with those stories. Because you had ice cream on the brain. Half your mind was listening. Half of it was over at Granger's.
Way before ice cream.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
That's the problem.
There was the issue. You're like an alcoholic who's like, you're just fidgeting. Like,
okay, finish your story. Hurry up. Granger's is a calling.
2 trips and 24 hours to an ice cream shop.
Oh, and the unbelievable Wild America video posted.
I got it. The cicadas,
John.
Why don't spoil it.
Well, I already know how it ends with nothing. It's more open-ended than the first Lord of the Rings. Except for at least they made a sequel and had a final moment.
It was so loud. I've never heard it that loud.
Did you
did you
get any shrooms from
17
your uncle?
Years. No.
Did you ask him for some?
No, but I will.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He'll be like, I'll be right back. I'm like,
don't you have to go somewhere?
Yeah, the backyard. That's where I grow my mushrooms. I'll be right back.
Blueberries.
If I ever attempt it, I'll go down to Arkansas.
I grow blueberries, Brady. That's what I do. I grow blueberries.
Yeah, I know. I picked them.
Yes, you have. You have picked my blueberries. Thank you. You did a very good job. You were a hard worker.
I fell down once.
You were knocked out, nearly abducted by.
Yeah,
that was where you almost got killed.
On their way home from Armstead to another farm.
Hillbillies raped you and threw you back into the blueberry patch. These are all stories that you just won't admit are real. He passed out on the side of the road and strangers, he woke up in a truck.
What?
Thrown up in the hospital. It was because of the
peyote intake.
That I was sharing.
They were feeding you drugs.
My body was purging. I had some bad granules.
Because you were taking little bites of what you thought were blueberries.
Then next thing you know, I'm in a hillbilly's truck and I'm floating and there's a submarine.
Don't do the brown acid, man.
And then there's Blue Meanies and the Beatles were there. It was crazy. Arkansas's a blast.
You got to start putting the pieces of your world together.
The funny thing is it all happened when I heard him talking to, I think, my brother or whatever, and I hear, well, one time Wavy Gravy and I'm like, what? Who's Wavy Gravy? Is that a food
the
or a
ice
guy?
Cream flavor? Oh.
Gravy ice cream?
Oh. No, Wavy Gravy is that flavor of Ben and Jerry's.
It is?
Yeah.
They're big into the Grateful
Dead. I know,
Dead
but gravy?
No, it's named after the dude, Wavy Gravy.
I know,
gravy.
But that's not appetizing to put in your mouth. Cold?
No, it's like those Jones sodas.
Oh. I didn't know that was a thing. Those hippies will eat anything.
But Wavy Gravy is the ice cream flavor.
Yeah.
Is different. The gravy.
Which one
like
of your
chocolate.
Family members did you not want to see at the reunion that was there? This guy. There's nobody that grabs you and tells you all about someone else's accomplishments. Like, my nephew is a star on blah. Oh, don't do this on your radio show. Gug, gug, gug. Those people. The
no, there wasn't.
I can't tolerate
those. Yeah.
He'll just tell everybody on his radio program. Ugh, it's not a program.
That doesn't look too bad, though.
Wavy gravy?
Yeah, I mean, ice cream doesn't look that bad. Yeah. Well, other than the hippie holding it.
Douchebag holding.
What's in it?
You know, I just was over there getting a soda, and KSL X is playing the Touch of Gray. And I told that Mark and Neander, Mark, I said, you know, you guys aren't going to like hearing this. That's the only worthwhile Grateful Dead song ever. Eyes go, are you kidding? Because I know they're music nuts. Like, only one. This is their pop sellout one. And I'm like, it's the only one that was any good. All the rest of their stuff is just farts and whistles.
Truckin'?
You don't like Truckin'? Is the worst song that's ever been
Casey
written.
Casey Jones?
Casey Jones, one of the worst songs ever written.
Truckin'. Truckin'.
Hey, shut up, hippies. Get to the pop one with the synthesizers that you sold out for. It's the only worthwhile Grateful Dead song, period. It's reasonably 3.5-4 minutes long. It's got feasible lyrics. It's got a cadence. It's got a chorus. It's got a bridge. It's a song.
Good video with skeletons playing.
Exactly. The skeletons, because they recognized that their age had caught them. Touch of Grey was a fantastic, like, we didn't make enough money with our garbage music. Let's write a song that's actually decent. Nothing the Grateful Dead ever did was good, period. It was a bunch of people on mushrooms confused, staring at a bunch of guys that they think looked like dragons and were entertained by it until they sobered up.
By the way, Uncle Rusty hitched from Michigan to Haight-Ashbury, 11 cars. That's all it took.
This guy.
Across country.
By the way, his friend just said, I was only growing avocados and tomatoes, San Pablo Escobar. I'm a tomato farmer. I don't understand. You think anybody?
Oh, I wanted to spend so much more time talking about
of
that.
Of course.
To find out.
That he's doing it now. Anybody on Breaking Bad is like, I gave it all up, and that's why I run this upholstery center. Right. That's it. It's not a cover.
John, I'm a film student at ASU. Can we make a movie
yes.
about Brady's life?
Yes.
It would be awesome.
And I know the
of
title
Of course,
already.
It has to cast Brady as himself.
And it's called Oblivious.
Yeah. Look, I thought what? About. I'm like, I got to record this. I got to record some of my dad's stories because
oh, yeah,
stories
are
like
do.
The day your dad drove you to his mistress's house to introduce you to your stepsister that you didn't see her. Any.
Yeah, she's about 45.
Your dad's visiting who?
The lunch lady's daughter.
Why?
They were friends.
Nobody's friends with the lunch lady's daughter unless you made her. And all I pictured was that door swinging open.
Hello. Hey. You look like me. You look like me. What's your name? Bradina. Oh, my God.
What?
Anyway.
Your dad?
No more questions. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
What?
Road tripping.
No. Oh, come on.
Yeah.
As
road
an adult.
Trip, Brett.
As an adult.
A road trip.
Drove this guy to the lunch lady's daughter's house.
He wanted to get sauce to the cafeteria.
That's right.
At this high school.
Because the lunch lady, who's now dead, I think, right?
No, she's alive.
Oh, didn't visit her.
Yeah.
Visited
my
the daughter of the
too.
Lunch lady.
Did she come to the family reunion?
No.
No, she's not allowed. Too many beans would be on the floor.
I have one uncle that discovered a daughter 42 years later.
No kidding. Yeah, so many secrets. My dad drives
she
me.
She now has a piece of season tickets at Ohio State.
Nice. She gets a little tie-in.
There's no way they could do a movie on this. It'd have to be a miniseries because there's too much.
But the best is it was like a episode. It was just like Arnold Schwarzenegger's story. It was the cleaning lady.
Oh, really?
Oh, he banged a cleaning lady and made a 42-year-old girl appear.
Yeah, 42 years ago, cleaning the apartment and cleaning the pipe.
And she just showed up. How did that get revealed?
And was in Columbus the whole time.
Yeah, but I mean,
I forgot.
She just knock on the door, or did everybody already know?
No one. He'd even know.
Really?
Yeah.
So the daughter shows up.
Back in the day, she's like, I'm go my own way.
She hoofed it. Yeah. Nice. Impressive.
Pretty. Too.
Well, she's off limits, Brady. It's a family member.
No.
Yeah. No. Your uncle made a baby, and you're gonna still okay.
He's my. He's another step uncle
of marriage.
My aunt's remarriage.
Right. Still an uncle, but just by marriage.
Yeah. Okay. It would be weird.
Yeah. It's not good.
Yeah.
So he had some kid way before he started banging one of your family members.
Yes.
And you could still.
But she came back in the picture, and I got to meet her at the tailgate.
You know, what are you, 56? She's
42.
So they just found this 42. Out now?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. So just like recent?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Like within the last 2 years.
Fantastic. Your stories are amazing.
I can't follow the bouncing ball. I am lost here. What is it?
Rich man, poor man. It's like two weeks worth of shows. It's just going to be a nonstop series. I want to talk to Rusty because you don't ask the right questions. You just take
there's
the answers.
So much more.
You do You're face right. value. You're face value guy.
No. Yeah, I want to dive into it more with him too.
Because you still stand there and say, no. He's a blueberry farmer. I paint houses, Brady. That's what we all do. He's an avocado farmer. I'm a house painter.
he used to do what you're talking about. Now he's a house painter.
He's a grandfather.
Just call you up. You paint houses. You do the house paint.
I paint houses.
Does that still mean killing people?
Yes, it does. Absolutely.
Come on. These guys are just joshing.
We'll get you straightened out. I mean, it took forever for you to figure out your dad's situation in Cuba and the overlapping and all the... And it's phenomenal stories. I don't know how you just didn't sit and just dive in. You've got Big Fish, the movie Big Fish.
Yes.
You're the opposite.
Yeah.
Your dad told grand tales. You didn't listen to a word of them. And now you realize, holy crap, there's so much more to this. Tons more. The Cuban Revolution is the first week of the miniseries. And then Brady and his lunch lady sister-in-law or whatever we want to call her. I don't know what that is. But that my dad ever drove me through the woods of PA. I got to make a stop, boy. Why?
Little lady needs some construction material.
What does that mean? My first question, why are we doing this? As a lunch lady I used to be fairly fond of, and I still talk to her daughter. Does mom know about this? No. And she never will. It's called lying, and we're doing a ton of it right now.
Okie dokie. Hey, lunch lady's daughter. Causes no suspicion in my mind whatsoever.
Was she a nice lunch lady's daughter?
Oh, yeah.
Let me ask you this.
She's nice. You know, the memorial tournament was this past weekend.
For the lunch lady?
No, but there's another thing. That land, acquiring that land back in the day in Dublin. Eddie Griffith owned this a part of the land.
Who's that?
Eddie. I don't know. He disappeared after they got the land.
Oh, Jesus.
No.
Your uncle killed him and has been growing weed on the back 40 of that tennis tournament grass.
It's a great grow farm.
All right. Well, you got to ask some questions, man. You don't have much time left. Your dad's like 90. Get in there and go. Hey,
I was digging in.
Just between you and
digging
I.
Digging in this man. Weekend. But
did you ask him about the lunch lady's daughter?
No.
Then you weren't digging too
hard. He doesn't want to know.
No. I was digging in harder with Uncle Rusty because I'd never heard that side of it.
Great stuff.
But I did ask him about the lunch lady. There's nothing there.
You think he's just going to go, of course I was banging the lunch lady.
Yeah, he would.
He would not. He's come to grips with it. He doesn't need to tell you. But there's ways to get the answers out of people.
You know, you're about to meet Jesus. It would be wrong to go to the
Grandview. The guy's walking around Grandview High School with a little swagger when he can get over there, even though he's got the cane and stuff. I mean, he just got put into the Hall of Fame.
I know he did.
So maybe he's trying to make it for lunch.
I mean, there's a reason why he's in the Hall of Fame, and it wasn't that great a player.
She doesn't have that kind of juice over there.
Who, the lunch lady?
Yeah.
Yes, she does. And he gave her all the juice she could ever imagine. And that juice turned into your sister. You and Tom and your sister need to drive over to Lunch Lady Junior's house and just chat with her about like all she's owed from Torpedo.
Well, no.
Who stays in touch with
away.
The lunch
get,
lady?
What?
Who stays in touch with the lunch lady, let alone her offspring?
He doesn't. He just met the lunch lady a couple years ago.
No.
It's over there because he would make sandwiches.
If Kurt's wandering around.
There was a couple of trucking missions I had to do. I got to introduce you to the Rip Griffin's cook's daughter.
Wait a minute. What? We're going to a truck stop cook's daughter's house? Yeah, yeah, yeah. She's in need of a little sauce. You got questions, Brady. You need more questions. The lunch lady's daughter. So we just met the lunch lady. That's his story.
I can't even remember. I don't remember lunch lady's daughter.
Wasn't there another? Well, there was then it was a tennis thing. Maybe something. There was. Because there's so many. Then there was a tennis
there was
lady.
The lady that was the coach of the Ohio State golf team. Ladies
I just
golf
know you
team.
Drove
we
a long
go over
distance.
To her place. Yeah, she
to
lives over by
daughter.
The zoo. That was Jana.
Who's that?
Jana Shipley. She used to coach Ohio State women's golf, and Dad would play golf with her over the years.
Right.
And she has a farm out.
A daughter a couple years younger than you that he had to keep in touch with.
I don't know. There's so many of those
jeez,
in there.
Man, a lot of this. Wouldn't you have more questions?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what? And that's the thing with Brady. It was always like, here's a bowl of that Greiner's ice cream. Why don't you just shut up and don't ask nothing?
All right. Greiner's. It's all it takes.
That's all it takes. Quiet you down with a banana split. And the next thing you know, that's right. I'm in the middle of fornicating with a stranger. And my boy's watching me, but he's blinded by the banana split.
Go get a dilly bar.
Hey, here's another 2 pence. Go get yourself a couple more of them splits.
You got it, old man. Put your pants on.
No need. Yeah, your whole family reunion is always exciting to me because you're going to come back with stories that I learned stuff from. The mushroom farmer is this time, this adventure.
I want to call him now.
Yeah, and just tell him, hey, why don't you take 10 steps out your back porch and go get me a bag of mushrooms? And he'll be like, really? Yeah. Okay, because he's got them everywhere. You're going to love this stuff, man. And he gave you the breakdown, too, like how to do mushrooms, right?
Because I told him a bunch of there's, you know, a number of comedians that come through. Sure. And they're all about it. And I couldn't remember the one, the most recent one. It's pretty deep. Rogan likes doing it.
And, oh, Hinchcliffe. What is that called? EDR? What is that stuff? I can't remember.
I couldn't remember it either. But anyway.
Really strong stuff.
They all say the same thing. You need to have a good setting. You need to have someone with you.
Right.
And
MDMR?
No.
MDMA?
Nope. That's Molly. Hmm.
Yeah.
The other stuff is this weird. It's the thing your body releases right before you die. It's the chemical you naturally get. I can never remember the initials of things. Why can't they just give it good names? Somebody will text it over.
It goes deeper.
Yeah. Well, it supposedly just gives you this euphoria you can't explain. Comedians are eating it like candy. They love it. Yeah, Tony Hinchcliffe was the one who did it, and then he went
DMT?
On and on. Is it DMT?
I think that's it.
That's models a near-death experience.
That might be it. But it's supposed to be phenomenal. I bet your uncle has that potency somewhere in his blueberry farm.
He might.
I know he does. The fact that you passed out picking blueberries on the side of the street and had to be...
He's designed high-yielding plants that grow in low-water areas.
Mm-hmm.
And he's on a...
Mm-hmm. It's called hydroponics.
A growth
tank. You're not hearing this?
Brady, you don't listen to the man. He just told you he runs a hydroponic farm. Brady, he just told you.
He shares it with the world.
Right. Hydroponics to be shared with the world.
He couched it in a bunch of big words for you.
You this need was, us
this
with
was
you.
This way before.
It doesn't matter.
Then
he's bragging about
before
hydro
that.
Way before. Okay.
But he's on a board.
Of hydroponic growers.
Helps,
yeah.
Third world countries. Gross.
That's
stuff
called research, Brady.
Yeah. That's called I was on the cutting edge of hydroponics, which turned into a massive drug.
He's
you
using
believe
it for
Brett?
Good.
I know you're new to this
I'm
stuff.
I'm speechless.
But it's 20 years. I'm still fascinated.
Brett's trying to figure out how to get a taste.
Of course he is. Everybody is. You're the only one not asking those questions.
Ooh, hydroponics. They sell that at Creamistry.
All right. That's
Brett's like, I can get a semi down there.
You know what? Your uncle wants you. Your uncle wants you to talk to the feds when they show up because you will throw them for a loop. Yep. You'll be the employee.
I've known him for years. He's a blueberry man.
Stand-up guy.
He's a blueberry man.
Frank's uncle.
Nobody gets cheese in Chicago without going through me.
Why did he have to move to Oklahoma and change his name?
And he wasn't tired of it.
Because he wasn't a cheesemonger, Brady. He wasn't a cheese guy.
Screw this. I'm going back.
Nobody gets cheese in Chicago without going through me.
By cheese, he meant cocaine, drugs, murder. He's in Oklahoma because he had to change his name.
He was a cheesemonger.
They went to his goddamn funeral. Then all of a sudden, YouTube pops up, and there he is again going, nobody gets cheese in Oklahoma City without going through Uncle Tony. And he started a pizzeria and started doing commercials. And the next thing you know, he's at Frank's house again. He's like, didn't we go to this guy's funeral?
Cheese. So he's in a witness protection program, basically.
And he quit because he got tired of being in Oklahoma. He went back to Chicago.
I can't blame him on that one.
Of course.
I got to get back up there to where the cheese flows.
John, we need to have Oblivious Brady be the sidekick to Quantavious Leap.
No, it's to Quantum Leap, not Quantavious Leap. Quantavious is his brother. Quantavious doesn't have any time traveling skills. The Quantum.
He's been trying, but Quantavious can't get it.
The Quantum is my black time traveler. Oblivious Brady can be the one that handles Ziggy. But be careful how you say Ziggy to the Quantum Leap.
We'll rename it.
Yeah, we have. We can't rename it. Just keep the Z. Make it Zed.
By the way, he says Oblivious Brady and Quantavious Leap.
No.
We'd have his catchphrase. Come on!
Where are we going?
Oh, yeah, and that would actually be pretty good if the Quantum Leap had a sidekick, because the Quantum always wakes up and goes, where am I?
I don't know. It looks pretty nice.
And then his catchphrase is, oh, run! Because he's always like, he's standing like he's Martin Luther King come out of the hotel door.
Run!
Why? What's going to... Holy cow!
Malcolm.
Someone's shooting at those Negroes! Run!
And then the last episode is he shoots back to 2006. And he's like, comedy club, this won't be so bad.
Yeah, I hear the guy is real funny. He was Kramer on Seinfeld.
Oh! Run!
What a show!
Would have been the greatest show ever. I've been talking about this for 20 years. Craig Robinson loved it. I thought he was actually going to do something with
it.
All afraid. And now Donald Faison's got his Alabama Shakes or whatever he's calling the guy, and he's going to do his time travel. It's the same damn show. I got to get a piece of this pie. The Quantum Leap with Oblivious Brady would be pretty good. But Oblivious Brady would almost be kind of scrappy-do, unnecessary to a certain level, and maybe jumping the shark before. But having an unwitting little... rotund white boy sidekick who doesn't really get where they're going.
I don't know why it's so...
Because a little tiny white boy time traveling. He's just...
Pretty gold everywhere.
There's never a bad moment. Like, everywhere he goes is kind
of
neat.
Maybe a couple of marching crusades he wouldn't like. But
you end up back in the South in 1858. Little white kid's fine. De Quantum's miserable. Anywhere before 1980... No black guy wants to time travel, and even then it's risky. The Quantum Leap is such a good idea. God damn it. Anyway, Brady, I'm glad you had your family reunion.
It's great.
Too bad you didn't learn a thing. So I was on the cutting edge of this thing where you take low-level water supplies and you make them, they can grow stuff. You mean hydroponics? That's what I just said. You mean hydroponics? Oh, he's in the know. Yeah, it's hydroponics. Snoop Dogg sang about this. I met Snoop Dogg. I bet you have. Rusty, you and I need to talk like men while Brady eats his granular split.
Kirby Derbs wants to go get a split. We're going to leave this rather boring conversation, film some locusts, and then go get an ice cream.
What color is the sky in your world, Brady?
Rose.
It's all rose. Maybe better. I've said it before. Maybe it's better your way. But man, do I want to fly out to Arkansas and see Uncle Rusty's farm. Because it sounds
we can go out there anytime.
I'm not going out there without a federal investigation first. I'm not going to be
there.
There
will be.
They won't find nothing.
When they raid that place, when they finally see it, forget about it. Not playing that game. What do you got on the big board of musical treats this morning, Bert?
All right. The wake-up song brought to you guys by by our boys over there at Action Ride Shop. If you're looking for a new bike, Santa Cruz, Rocky Mountain
Pivot. Bikes are really good.
Yeah, they got the hookup. And if you just need to get the bike serviced ready for the weekend, doesn't matter if you bought it there, any of the off brands, they can cover it for you over there on Gilbert Road and Southern. Check them out on Facebook as well as on Instagram. And let's see here. We got some of the early fight songs in here. Bullet Boys, For the Love of Money. Suicidal Tendencies, Show Me Your, or Send Me Your Money. Manson, Fight Song. Slayer, Static X. New Flotsam and Jetsam. Prodigy.
Let's go with Prodigy for Firestarter, since the whole state burned up this week. Mm. That thing downtown and everything else. Somebody else said, hey, remind Brady, did Lawn Boy show up at the family reunion? Oh, yeah, that's right. Your uncle's Lawn Boy lover.
Did he is come that the same reunion? Uncle?
Different uncle.
Oh, okay.
Uncle Jack passed away years ago.
Right, but does the Lawn
the
Boy
gardener?
Still, yeah, the gardener he slept with.
No, that was, the gardener was older than Jack at the time.
Right, oh, that's right. It was kind of a man-boy love association thing. It was maybe even a molestation.
They just napped.
So right. Broke back up or UA or what?
This story is also very interesting, Brett, where
my great-grandfather owned a riding stable, a riding club, horses and stuff. And they had gardens, and they had a gardener in there.
Mm-hmm.
And my dad one time walked into the house, the living room, and his brother, Uncle Jack, was laying on the couch with the gardener.
And nary a question was asked.
No, he didn't.
Years later, like, was that gardener sleepy, or what was going on there?
But yes. He went on to get married, both, you know, he got married, a couple of kids.
Of course he did.
And
got to cover it up.
Yeah.
Had his lawn and stuff was amazing.
Yeah, it was the first time. He had a lawn.
The
it was
flowers.
The first turf lawn in all of Ohio. It was amazing, gorgeous stuff. That way, the gardener could come over without having to mow and had an extra 30 minutes to kill with Uncle Jack. So much in the Bogan background. But he wasn't at the reunion. That would have thrown people for a loop.
No, that was my mom's side of the reunion.
Oh, okay.
Which had was mostly, you know, the Irish,
right.
English backgrounds and the stories.
Less crazy. They're pretty drunk.
Oh, I don't know.
They don't have memories.
Some, yeah, there was.
Yeah.
Any of the Rockefellers show up?
Yeah. Any of your mom's night with the Rockefellers?
No,
my side squeeze.
My mom's sister is pretty close to, as far as. In the W-2 category, the Rockefellers.
Oh, she's up there.
Yeah.
Okay. So she could have gone into the.
She's told some stories because she and my mom are about a year apart, but they. Bunny was a rebel teen.
What does that mean?
She did some stuff. She got expelled from school.
Oh, right. Four.
It was she did a prank on one guy in the school, and then. I think got caught on a test, cheating on a test.
This all started. Now, I'm going to have to ask questions about that, too, because that's not rebellious at all. Everybody does that. So her true reasons of being kicked out of school are much
but
worse.
But you don't
than
get caught. That's the difference.
She had something going on, Brady, that was much more than just a – she's telling you that. His parents' nicknames are Torpedo and Bunny. And he believed – this is where it all began. I'm like, you don't ask any questions.
We gave my dad
right.
his
he
nickname.
Thinks that a boy – he believes this, Brett.
All right.
A boy and his friends nicknamed a man. And then that man's friends, for years prior to him having any kids, decided to say, that's one hell of a nickname. We'll all call him that. Like, imagine you as a child giving your dad a nickname.
Yeah.
And then all of his friends from however long ago, the Brady believes that
they don't
he gave
call
him
that.
Nickname. I was his there. Friends everybody don't? Called him Tor.
After the word got out no, that no, we no. from. Playing
so Torpedo
gave him that name.
Was
fact
in the Cuban Revolution, hammering chicks like crazy
right
with his
on.
Huge crank. Got the nickname Torpedo because so many things he had just torpedoed. His mom's name's Bunny, not because she was a sex pot that couldn't put it down, because she wrinkles her nose a lot.
Oh, really?
Got that's it when she was a kid.
Right. That's exactly it.
Tiny little sweet
you
bunny.
You have no questions. That's right. And think of what they're selling you. You're worse than Floyd Mayweather's audience. You'll buy anything.
And she was a sweet bunny, and so they called her Bunny.
Uh-huh.
She was a saint.
That's right. She's your mother, and I don't want to ruin that. She got around, and they called her Bunny because she procreated like one.
Oh.
It's okay. All of her moms were sluts for a little bit. They had to be.
She was a lady. She was a Kappa Kappa Gamma.
I don't know what that means, but I know what I know where nicknames come from, and usually it's sororities and fraternities, and it's based on your behavior. And it's not because you crinkled your nose and you're an adorable little rabbit. What kind of nauseatingly sickening friend would go, you crinkle your nose like a bunny, so everyone will call you Bunny.
That's what her friend Winky told me.
And Winky got her nickname because her vagina's sideways.
What? I don't know about that.
It looks like it's winking at you.
That's not
either
what
that,
Benny said.
Maybe she's got an Audi.
We had Benny, Bunny, and Winky growing up.
Benny, Bunny, and what?
Winky.
Benny, Bunny, and Winky.
Winky Chalfant.
Because Benny.
Benny Nitschke.
You could jam into a small space.
I went out with Benny's daughter. She
did
was
you?
Beautiful. Stephanie Nitschke.
How come she didn't have a nickname?
I can't tell you.
Because by then
that
they just was slut.
No!
They just changed it up. It was a little more aggressive in the 80s. I like these stories because you think the thing you believe is real. The blueberry
farm. Real,
farm.
John.
Torp got his nickname from a bunch of eight-year-olds, and then everyone in his life called him Torp. Doesn't happen. Bunny's a saint who wrinkles her.
It was high school.
She crinkles her nose. Still, that's even worse. The later it is, the more his friends grew up not calling him that, and then all of a sudden did.
Meet a couple of his friends that have no idea that that's...
Sure.
They have no idea what Torp is.
And they're not that good of friends with him. He introduces himself as Torp.
Well, now you can't. None of them are alive.
He introduced himself to me as
Maybe
Torp
five
Logan.
Left.
He called himself Torp. You don't do that when you're kid nicknames. You just say,
You knew it before.
I just knew he entered. Hi, Torp Bogan. Like, I know what you are. I see through the facade, sir.
He didn't have to do that, but he did that
but he
because
did,
he knew
he's a gentle, he's a,
you'd
no,
laugh
he's a gentleman. Because he knows, hey, I know you're bright. That's what he's saying. I get it. I know you're in. Don't tell the boy. Like, I've already told
Thanks
him,
for helping my son out.
He'll never believe it.
You're a good helper.
And torpedoes are probably what he sold to the Cubans. Anyway, the boy gave it to me because I'm a rough shark card player. And now all my... no, there's a reason that my...
Man, we always had cigars around the house
garbage.
For some reason.
Brady, your life is a mystery. Your life is a mystery, but only to you.
Tons of rum.
So easy to see through this stuff. But the stories are fantastic. Did you see? You weren't here this weekend. I was floating around there Saturday and looked downtown. I thought downtown
the recycle
was on fire.
Center?
Did you see that?
Yeah,
oh
recycle
my God.
Center, yeah.
It was a story in Columbus.
It was insane.
News.
Well, because the pictures were ridiculous.
Yeah.
And the firefighters, once again, you know, these guys, 107 degrees outside, and they're in 45, 50 pounds of crap, and it's a billion degrees. They had 200 firefighters on this thing rotating at any given time. It was the largest fire, I guess, that they've ever had to deal with. Six alarm. It was huge. And the black smoke was everywhere for like 2 days. They did a great job of that. Now, a place I've never even heard of, top of the world, Arizona, next to Miami, Arizona.
Huh.
Not the good Miami, Miami, Arizona. Yeah. That's on fire. I got fires going all over. This place is a tinderbox. So be super careful.
And, there was one up by Payson, too, because they had to close on 87.
Yeah, 87 got closed. 177, I guess that's Roosevelt and Miami Superior, all that. All those little cities out there. The pictures are amazing.
Yeah.
It's creeping over the mountain right into... Globe Miami. So, yeah, be incredibly careful because I don't see any rain anytime
Just in
soon.
Time for the 4th of July.
I know. And, yeah, and then these idiots that legalized fireworks. Oh, geniuses. So this one's for all of you guys.
Big, red, badass.
What? What did you just say?
Badass. 98KUPD.
You've been listening to Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast, brought to you by our friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat, ericsfamilybbq.com.